Cape Talk.
The Open Line. Call 021-446-0567.
Oh, and by the way, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Cape Talk. I'm Kino Kami. Some people were asking questions about, why are you not locked down, Kino? Well, you know, we don't just sit behind microphones and talk about things that we don't experience. We're part of the media, and it's important for us to see what's happening out there. I also contribute towards our digital platforms, so people wanting to know why I've been taking photographs, etc., that is it. We all have essential service permits, and I think utilizing that to bring you the latest is essentially important. So it is 10 past 9. Let's see what you want to talk about this morning. Chris in Cork Bay, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kino. Thank you for taking my call.
It's a pleasure.
I just wondered, I know you've interviewed and spoken to the banks, especially FNB and that, and I just wondered if you'd had a discussion with Discovery Health, because each month that is probably one of the largest payments that we have to pay, if there's any relief or anything in sight coming from Discovery.
Yeah, Discovery and other healthcare services. And I think maybe what we should do is chat to the regulator about that as well. It's a good suggestion, Chris, to answer your question. No, we haven't, and we should, and I can promise you we will. So whether chatting to the regulator or chatting to the individual, you know, service providers, if you like, or medical aides, we can certainly do that, sir.
Great. Thanks, Ken, and you have a great show. Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. That's Chris in Cork Bay. Let's go to Murdoch in Komaki.
How's it, Kino? Good morning.
Hey.
We're a safari operator. So as you know, we've been very hard hit for this COVID-19.
Yeah.
All to have cancelled, nothing happening. So forcing to lock down. And we have a workshop with about 14 trucks and based out in Philippi, just adjacent off Gorban and Mbeki. We've literally been hit about 5 or 6 times in the last couple of weeks by criminals, even before the lockdown. We had security posted on site. In one instance, they jumped the fence. They actually overpowered the security guard and broke into our premises. We then upped the security with having dog handlers. They petrol bombed the dogs, Kina. Can you believe it? They petrol bombed the dogs.
Oh, no.
They then got into another unit in the same business park. We then had to bring in a tactical unit, which is an armed unit, and this isn't cheap, you know, it's a big expense.
Yeah.
I managed to get hold of the ward councillor, and to his credit, he got back to me, and he got into the settlement, which is Compass, which is adjacent to where we are, and they managed to arrest some assailants, and they're now in lockdown at Philippi SAP.
Mm.
And I also got hold of JP Smith, and to his credit, he's also got back to me, and they are onto it. But it's just a indication of how businesses are extremely vulnerable during this period, because these guys know that they are unoccupied and they are taking advantage of it. So we just have to...
It is a good point. They know the police are stretched. The police are all over the place. They're not constant. If I just think about my neighborhood, I've probably seen one police car in the last 5 days. So criminals are looking at these sort of things and going,
No, and they're not only breaking the law by not enforcing the lockdown, but having spoken to the guys at the BSAPs, they've got 2 vans for that whole area, including Hanover Park. Now, that is very, very overstretched.
No, I'd say
you know what I mean? We'll get through it, I'm sure.
No, listen, Murdoch, great chatting to you. I'm sure we're sorry that you have to go through this, man. It's so infuriating. And, you know, I'm going to try and get the Western Cape Police Commissioner on before the end of this week. I know she's probably pretty stretched herself, but I'd love to know what the plan is around that as well. I know that when we talk about normal security guards,
well, they're not armed. I mean,
that's the problem, isn't it?
You're not going to be able to defend yourself, and their lives aren't insured. You know, they get paid a pittance.
For them too. I agree.
You know what I mean? So, thanks very much for your time.
Have a good one, Murdoch. Great call. Thank you very much, Karen in Edgemead. Good morning.
Morning, hi. I'm just complaining about some police behavior here as well. The fact is with police, the law is so arbitrary and vague. They don't seem to really know what they're doing. And if this is a really good opportunity for them, while everyone's at home, to go and find the criminals, my partner's just got on his bicycle to go down to the shop to go and get some medicine.
Yeah.
somebody, and he saw the person running into the house to snitch on him that he was riding his bicycle, and a policeman stopped him, told him, "You're not allowed to exercise. You've got to go home." He said, "You've got to go to the shops by car."
Oh, my word.
"Not allowed to exercise. You can't do this. I can arrest you." He gave him all sorts of nonsense. Said, my partner said to him, "Yeah, but if you're fit, you're less likely to get sick. So people should be doing some exercise." He says, "No, you're not allowed to ride your bicycle."
Yeah, well, okay.
You must go home and get into your car to go to the shops.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, the regulations are the regulations.
You can't ride to the shops on your bicycle.
You should
My
personal opinion is that you should be able to ride to the shops, right? If that is your intention. There have been lots of chances. Atlantic Seaboard, for example. Lots of chances. People being stopped. One guy in town walking his dog. People also shouldn't take advantage. And I know you tell me your partner's not taking advantage and is genuinely going to get meds. I mean, that's totally understandable. And I think they should use reason.
Well, what if you went to go and get a cool drink, get the he's going to the shops to go and get supplies, driving on his bicycle, 4 km down the road, which he could actually be walking. What would he be then told? You can't walk to the shops because that's exercise.
I think
it's very stupid.
It is rather silly. But then on the other hand, the police, I'm not making excuses for them, but I'm just trying to look at it from the other side. They probably deal with so many people who try to take chances, right, and who just try their luck half the time. We've had 2,000 people arrested around the country trying their luck already.
Yeah, but nobody's thinking for themselves.
Mm. Yeah, I know. It's infuriating, which is why I don't know. I mean, how do you manage something like that, right? How do you? I personally...
Think for himself and think, like, there's this guy, he's driving to the show. Even if he was doing exercise, he's not even close to him. It's not like he's riding in a group.
No, but he's not allowed to do exercise. You see, this is the other thing.
But why? That's just stupid. It's a very stupid rule.
It's not stupid, Karen.
If somebody it's meters
not.
Away from somebody, how is it spreading the virus if you're driving on your bicycle...
You're assuming now that, so let's say we allow everybody to get on their bikes and cycle and get some exercise. And then you get a couple of bright sparks who decide to drive in little clusters.
You're not allowed to do that.
Yeah, but how?
You're not allowed to walk in little clusters.
Sure, but
we understand that, but if you ride your bicycle.
Yeah.
On an empty road, which is wonderful because there are no cars now, you're going to ride on your bicycle 6 meters away from anybody else. Doesn't it make sense?
I don't think so from a police management point of view. I think the draconian lockdown that we've had is what we need.
Go and read 1984 by George Orwell.
Yeah, I did that at school. But Karen, I understand what you're saying. So, with your partner going to the shop and if I was a police officer and you're saying to me, if you're not wearing your full training kit, going to the shop with your full training kit, if you're wearing a full training kit, I'll tell you to go back home. But if you're wearing
He's wearing a normal T-shirt. He happened to be wearing his helmet, which you do on a bicycle.
Yes, you have
to. He's wearing shorts and a normal T-shirt.
No.
He also wore wearing his coat his top that's in bright colors to say, ride safe and all that. So he's wearing that as well to be safe on his bicycle. It's a little fold-up bicycle.
Oh, my word. No, then it should have been fine.
And you're not allowed to do that.
Oh, no, you're right.
That's what I say. These laws are vague and arbitrary. And
we need more.
I know the police are confused. I mean, they're confused at the best of times.
I think our police officers, let's be fair on them, I think a lot of them, the majority of them, work really hard. A lot of them are away from their families.
They do.
The regulations.
Can't they think for themselves?
Sorry, you were saying?
Can't they think for themselves?
Yeah, but when the regulations aren't very clear, how is a police officer supposed to interpret that? I personally, if I saw someone on a fold-up bike going towards a shop, I would wait for that person to go to the shop, by the way, and come back in that particular instance. But it's an interesting
exactly,
one.
Exactly.
But listen, it's Karen, I understand your frustration. Hey, I really, really do.
Yeah, I was reading in the Daily Maverick about some other, shocking stuff that these police are doing. They're getting a little bit over themselves with their little power trip.
I don't know. Hey, I've probably seen 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 police officers over the last couple of days, generally driving outside, you know, further afield. And people have been rather friendly. So, I mean, once again, we need to be very careful that we don't paint all the police officers with the same brush. We also need to respect that when they tell us to do X, Y, and Z, people are dying as a result of COVID-19. We shouldn't be appreciating them getting people to roll in the mud and them shooting people. That won't be accepted. But I also think that we need to realize that those police officers are doing a really, really difficult job. They stretched, and we do have people who are trying their luck, and those people should be arrested. Sue in Constantia, good morning.
Good morning, Kino.
Hello.
Would you know if the listen to me, I'm a tenant in three different shopping centres with different landlords. Has anything been decided by the landlords with rental reduction or relief?
We're trying to get hold of Zenprop. We saw a very worrying email that was sent out to tenants. I think it was a Table Bay Mall that those tenants won't get any relief. I think it's ridiculous. And as soon as we get hold of Zenprop, and I'm sure some of them are listening right now, I'd love to find out, because if that's the case, then we need to know where we need to spend our money. And, well, and know, I think it's important.
One of them does say we are not landlords, we're people. So it would be interesting to
Ask them. I can get them on. You're thinking about redefined properties, aren't you? Okay, we can find out. I'll ask the team to make a note of that, redefined properties and Zenprop. Let's move on to Iptisam and then Maria. Hi, Iptisam.
Hi, Kino. I think it's very important that listeners and people like Karen, who phoned earlier, start modeling obedience. I live in the gardens, and I'm sick of people skateboarding to the shops, cycling to the shops, taking leisurely strolls to the shops every 2 days, because that's what I'm seeing. And as you rightly said, the police are struggling in other areas. So if you are privileged, you can actually make a bigger effort to actually look like you're not on.
Are you there, Iptisam? Okay, we seem to have lost a bit of that call, but thank you. We get the crux of it. And if we allowed everybody to just use other modes of transport, how do the police actually manage that? It's not as if we've been given an extended weekend here. People are dying. Italy's got 50 doctors that are already dead. Why are we even asking about exercise, for example? I'm sorry, it's stupid. We shouldn't be even contemplating going for a run or going for a cycle. Let's go to Maria in Nurtuk. Hi there, Maria.
Hi. I'm a bit nervous. It's my first time calling.
No, my dear, take your time. It. I don't bite.
That's why I'm shaking here. I'm sick and tired of these people.
You there, Maria? Let's try and, Maria, up to the left. There you go. All right. You cut out at sick and tired.
I'm sick and tired of these people with this sense of entitlement that think they can do what they like. Exactly. I've been watching the Italian TV for the last month, and there was a lady that was walking her dog. She thought she could just walk her dog. She is dead.
Now, we've got very, you know, and the same people complain about, oh, in the townships they don't stand. Why are they all running around? You need to also stay in your house.
Cape Talk. The Open Line. Call 021-446-0567.
So Jack Devnerin is one of those people stuck in a house. He'll tell you about what he's been up to. You'll know him as the former Rajesh Kumar. But first, David in Ornrust. Hi.
Good morning. Sorry about that.
No.
Good morning, Kino.
Morning, sir.
I just, at the last minute yesterday, I caught the statement by a spokesman for the provincial medical people about the use of face masks. And the point that struck me immediately is that the three countries that are the most successful in containing the virus up to now are South Korea, Japan, and Taiwan. And if you have a look at each of those countries, everybody, but everybody, wears a mask. And, of course, they've got stations everywhere where people are being sprayed with sanitizers. But the point is, I'm a kidney failure person. I have to go for dialysis 3 times a week.
Right.
I wear a mask all the time. I'm extremely vulnerable. I'm also quite an elderly person. I think this statement by the Department of Health is ill thought out, and I really think it's irresponsible.
Okay. Well, David, thanks for the call. We've spoken to a couple of professionals. They said the mask will not stop you from getting COVID-19. If you are sick, it helps you not get your, you know, because obviously it's droplets that spread it. It'll help you not spread those droplets pretty far. In a lot of the countries that you mentioned, they wear those masks as a result of the pollution in a lot of those countries, in particular China. I think what Dr. Beth Engelbrecht was saying, she's the Director General of Health in the Western Cape. She says the problem with some of the masks is that people are always fidgeting with it and putting their hands close to their faces, and this is what helps spread COVID-19.